This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today through video conferencing. The initiative aligns with the ongoing Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain campaign, reinforcing Mr. Modi's vision of collaborative water management to ensure long-term water security. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, "Water conservation is not just a policy, but a matter of social commitment." He said it is also an effort and a virtuous act, and there is generosity as well as responsibility in the act. The Prime Minister said, "When future generations evaluate us, our attitude towards water will be their first parameter." He said water conservation is the question of life, this is the life of the future of humanity. The Prime Minister highlighted a series of initiatives undertaken by his government, including the Jal Jeevan Mission, the Atal Bhujal Yojana towards sustainable future. The Prime Minister also said it is time to adopt new and innovative technology to tackle water scarcity. Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel launched the statewide Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative in Surat. The initiative aims to construct approximately 24,800 rainwater harvesting structures across Gujarat. The central government has mobilized NDRF teams, Indian Air Force, and Navy to assist Andhra Pradesh and Telangana governments in rescue and relief efforts in flood-affected areas. This was stated by Additional Secretary in the Union Home Ministry, Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, while briefing media in Vijayawada today on the ongoing flood situation and rescue operations being carried out by various teams in the two states. The central team led by Mr. Jindal took stock of the situation on extensive damage caused by heavy rains and floods across Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. The Additional Secretary, the central government, has been extending all the requisite and timely assistance to the state governments of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana in the relief and rescue efforts. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Minister State for Home Bandi Sanjay Kumar have assured flood-affected people all possible help in Khammam district in Telangana. The ministers conducted an aerial survey of the flood-hit areas in Khammam and then visited the Sagar Left Canal breach at Paleru. They also visited farm fields in which crops were damaged due to floods. Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav held a meeting with Japan's Digital Transformation Minister Taro Kono in Tokyo on strengthening of digital ties between the two countries. The two leaders explored avenues for collaboration and innovation in the digital landscape, focusing on futuristic technological advancements. Mr. Vaishnav also met MD and Chairman of Japan Bank for International Cooperation, Tadashi Maeda, to discuss progress under the India-Japan Strategic Partnership. In Jammu and Kashmir, scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today for the second phase of assembly elections. 329 nomination papers have been filed by a total of 310 candidates for the second phase. Yesterday was the last date for the submission of papers. Monday is the last date for withdrawal of nomination papers. 26 assembly constituencies across 6 districts are going to polls in the second phase on the 25th of this month. Former BJD Rajya Sabha MP Sujit Kumar today joined BJP at party headquarters in New Delhi. He was inducted into the party in the presence of senior BJP leader and Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Party General Secretary Arun Singh and others. Earlier, Sujit Kumar had resigned from the Rajya Sabha. Chairman of Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar has accepted the resignation of Sujit Kumar. Meanwhile, Biju Janata Dal President Naveen Patnaik expelled Sujit Kumar from the party for anti-party activities. Wrestlers Bajrang Punia and Vinesh Fogat joined Congress today ahead of the Haryana Assembly polls. They were inducted into the party in the presence of Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal and Deepak Babaria. At Paris Paralympic Games, Indian athletes will aim for podium finish on day 9 in powerlifting and multiple disciplines of athletics. In athletics, Praveen Kumar is currently in action in men's high jump T64 final. In powerlifting, Kasturi Rajmani will be in action in women's 67kg final. The event will start at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.